to be a pilgrim.
So I'm Valentina. For me, it was the third time in Zimbabwe. My previous time was with my family, my big family, my small family, and this time was for myself. So when Father John proposed me to go to Medjugorje, for me it was like a call for myself, it was a pilgrimage for myself. And then I discovered a big family, a lot of brothers and sisters. But at the beginning, I started this trip for myself. And it's difficult to explain the words, what we felt, what I felt, because Medjugorje, it's something you have to go there to feel and to receive. So it's difficult for me and for everyone, but I received a lot of love. And it's not a kind of love when you're in love with someone. It's not when you're like a teenager and your heart is running for someone. It's a love this full and wrapped completely your heart. So it gives you peace here, and you are able to remove all the stones in your heart. If you ask him and you want it, he can give you the peace and love inside. There was one moment, because for me Jesus is joy, and with me it was Janet and Matthew and someone else. And after the adoration, the afternoon, I went to see a guy in wheelchair, and it was John. So it was the feast of St. John. So I went to him and I say, John, happy feast. And we speak a bit about... he was not able to speak. He's disabled. He's not able to speak. But he can listen, he can understand. And when he saw the cross of the rosary, if you look at the cross of Christ, you will say, this is the body of Christ. And he answered, for me, this is the Holy Communion. I know that in the Holy Communion there is Jesus. I truly believe in it, but it was not a normal answer for me. So from a people with some disabilities, who is teaching to me, who taught me, this is the Holy Communion, yes, it was quite impressive. And the joy came from, I told him, can I hug you? It was because I'm hugging everyone. I started hugging normally, like everywhere.
Yes,
so I hug him like I'm doing always. And he was full of joy, and he started to punch, I don't know how to say, like that. And the feet like that. And I don't know what happened at that moment, but in my heart started to run. I can't explain you how, but people around me ask me, Valentina, are you fine? Yes, I tried to push my heart down, and it please stop to run like that. At least 7, 8, 10 minutes, I don't know, I was not able to control it. And then I started to cry of joy, but I didn't want to cry in front of everyone, of course. It was literally tears of joy and love. And I just hugged, a very small hug, and something happened inside me. So if you are tired of your life, if you have a lot of questions, if you are unhappy, or yes, if you are not able to see the truth or the way, this is a good advice, go to Medjugorje, because you will feel and you will receive the answers, and you will receive a lot of graces that you cannot imagine. Just trust in Our Lady, and she will lead you. So I want to read one poem that I wrote. So when I come back to Medjugorje, I was so full in love of, I don't know what, I think of Jesus. I'm an architect. I was working in front of my computer. I was not able to be focused in the details. I was like a teenager. I was not able to be focused. So I started to write things. I took my book. I had to write somewhere what I felt. And just to conclude my testimony, the evening that we were coming back to Medjugorje, I was sure to have, in some way, that I met Our Lady. And this is the confirmation, because before Medjugorje, if you asked me, Valentina, who is Our Lady for you? For me, Our Lady is the mother of Jesus, our mother, and that's it. So after the pilgrimage, I started to write, who is Our Lady? So I wrote it in Italian, because it was too difficult. And then I tried to translate it.
Okay. So, Our Lady is divine sweetness, delicate presence, tender words, tender cuddles, star of the morning, light of hope, charitable love, perfume of flowers, young rose, eternal grace, suave presence, sincere promise, holy truth, refuge of sinners, peace of heart, perfect consolation, safe refuge, sweet waiting, pure beauty, shining light, eternal joy, ray of light, lovely mother, our eternal salvation. To Latinos, that Our Lady is really present inside all of us, that we have to call her, and she will lead us.